It's Helping Hand. HPR One stations every Friday afternoon. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, event, topic that offers assistance to the disabled and other folks who are among the most vulnerable. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. This week we're learning about Helping Hands Hawaii. They have a program we're going to hear about today. It's called Ready to Learn. It helps Hawaii's less fortunate children, I've been told, get the tools that they need. Through July 15th, donations of $10 fills a backpack with basic school supplies, and we'll find out more ways that you can help with that program. Jan Harada, President and Chief Executive Officer of Helping Hands Hawaii.
Hi.
Good to have you here. Before we get into the Ready to Learn program, tell us a little bit about who the organization views as the primary folks that you're out there trying to assist.
Folks that are struggling with poverty or homelessness, individuals and folks who are families with children, and then elderly that are living alone. We also do a lot of work with the mentally ill, folks who are struggling with addiction, and then also immigrants with limited English proficiency. Looking at homelessness, for example, is a Hawaii Pathways Project partnership with Catholic Charities Hawaii. We provide the services component on a wraparound 24/7 basis. Our community clearinghouse, which is a donation warehouse that folks can come to and get access to basic necessities on a regular basis for free on an appointment basis. We partner with many different organizations who refer their clients to us. That particular program, and also our SNAP, which is used to be food stamps, now supplemental nutrition assistance. We're the statewide coordinator and we do the outreach on Oahu. So those are probably the two primary programs that really reach the elderly in particular. Example, we have a woman who used to come into the clearinghouse on a monthly basis, because you can come once a month to get new shorts because she was taking care of her elderly father who soiled himself. They constantly needed clothing and they couldn't afford to get new clothing. So they'd come to our warehouse for that. And then the SNAP program, contrary to the stereotype, many of the folks who need SNAP benefits are the elderly who are homebound or living on limited income and can't afford basic food necessities. We also do emergency financial assistance, folks who are either at imminent risk of homelessness or trying to transition out of homelessness that are asking for help with rent or utilities.
So that's what the help is for.
To keep you housed or your power on or your water running or your gas running. Financial literacy and education we do, budget analysis, case management.
Under the children's note, this program, it's Ready to Learn.
It is school supplies for, again, children that are living in households that are either low income or homeless. We buy it at a discounted rate so we can spread the monies out further. That simple act of going to school with proper school supplies is huge from a motivation standpoint. And the program actually runs all year. The big push is before the school year starts. American Savings Bank is a brand new partner this year. They have 56 branches statewide. All of what's collected on those islands will stay on those islands.
I get it. And
yeah.
So you walk in with 10 bucks, you turn it over at this branch, and you've just contributed.
Yep.
It's as simple as that.
Yep.
Are some of these supplies for kids in shelters?
Yes.
I had a list of supplies too. Would you rather have the cash or the supplies, or you just want the money?
I think the money is easier. It allows us to just buy in bulk. Sometimes when people bring miscellaneous supplies, it's great and we can use it, but that is the stuff that gets distributed throughout the school year and not at the beginning.
Okay.
Because to be fair, when we serve...
Identical. I'll have to have the same
package. So that's why the money is easier, but we'll take supplies too because it always will get used.
I'll put the supplies on our website.
All the branches are collecting and they're also collecting monetary donations. There's four fantastic Sam's locations on the island that's on our website you'll find that are collecting as well. And then if you're a company and you want to donate and you want to do your own drive, there's different ways you can support it.
Are there ways that you're looking for anyone to volunteer?
We can always use volunteers. Recently, we've had volunteers come in and help us sort school supplies that are starting to come in. And we're always looking for also folks who know how to do sort of facility general contracting type of work. Painters or flooring guys or plumbers or whatever it is that want to donate time to help us with some of the facility stuff. We can always use folks that are interested in helping us with PR and marketing.
Fantastic. Yeah. HelpingHandsHawaii.org. You can make a $10 donation right there. And 5367234.
Yeah, that's the main line. If they want to participate in Ready to Learn, they would call 440-3812.
HHH at HelpingHandsHawaii.org.
Yes.
And at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. I've got the full interview, all of your contact information, your list, and all the other Helping Hand guests. When there's another thing that's coming on, reach out to me. I'd love to have you back on the program.
That'd be awesome.
Especially as you dig more into the homeless thing.
That'd be great. On homelessness, it really is going to take all of us. It's going to take the whole services sector. And then in addition to that, it's not just government. It's community, it's neighbors, it's businesses. It's going to take everybody.
You think continuously moving them from one place to another is effective at all?
I don't think it's effective without a place for them to go. You can't have folks who are impacting businesses. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if you're going to move them, you have to have a place for them to go. You have to have a plan for how to help address the fact that they're on the street. Everybody's different. Everybody's got a different story.
That's a key part of it. Sometimes people think, oh, they're homeless. Like, no, that's a person in distress.
Mm-hmm. And every one of them has a story.
Exactly right. Jan Harada, President, CEO, Helping Hands Hawaii. Thanks for doing what you do and for being here today.
Thank you for having me.